Hi YouTube, how are you? Welcome to the newest Tarot Extravaganza. And Tarot Extravaganza is basically where I read more than one person in one reading, alright? And it's kind of like a party, it's kind of like a big production. That's basically what Extravaganza is. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Grab a drink, grab a snack. Today we'll be reading on Sierra, Wendy Williams, and the Kardashians. All three of these people have been in the news lately for different various reasons. And I think it's time for us to do a little investigation, a little checking into the tea, the energies, the cards, alright? So, let's go ahead and do that. Before we do, I am Lamar Townsend. If you're new to my channel, I am a psychic, an energy channeler, a tarot reader, and an astrologer. And if you would be interested in a personal reading from me, definitely check out my website, LamarTownsendTarot.com. The link should be in the description box or the comment section below. I do all different types of readings. I also have all different types of services and products, including my new 369 satin washcloths. If you don't know the benefits of using a satin washcloth versus a cotton washcloth are super beneficial, alright? They're called 369 washcloths because, or satin washcloths, because there's 9 benefits in total. 6 of them are beneficial for your hygiene, alright, overall. And then 3 of them are super beneficial for your skin directly. And then, of course, the 9 benefits, you know, the last 3 are just, you know, added bonuses. So, definitely will check this out on my website, LamarTownsendTarot.com. I do make them and sew them myself. And they're really good for your skin. They do not strip your skin of moisture or oil. So when you get out of the shower, you're going to feel clean. But your skin's not going to feel super dry or flaky or itchy, which is something I deal with because I have eczema. And I also, suffer from dry skin. So these have helped me a ton since I've stopped using cotton washcloths and have invested in making my own satin washcloths. You know, I looked online, couldn't find anything about it. No one else makes these or sells them, so I'm the type of person where it's like, well, if no one else is making them, why don't I figure out a way to make them? Luckily, I know how to sew, alright? So, and, you know, make patterns and cut fabric. So, definitely would check this out once again on my website, LamarTownsendTarot.com. I also would check out the other products and services I offer. I do mediumship readings if you want to connect to your ancestors and spirit guides. I do past life readings if you want to learn about your past lives. Of course, I do natal chart, birth chart readings if you want to learn about your natal chart, your sun, moon, rising, and all your placements. I also do different types of psychic tarot readings to accommodate your needs. I do email psychic tarot readings if you're someone that likes to look back. I also do send you pictures of the tarot spread. I do video recorded readings where you send the questions after your payment, and then I record myself doing your reading, and then I send you the download link for you to download the video and keep forever. And then, of course, for a lot of you who prefer a personal touch, which many of you do, I do phone readings as well. I also do products. I sew. I make jewelry. Actually, everything I'm wearing today, I made myself. I made this necklace. I made these bracelets. Currently don't have bracelets on sale, but do have necklaces on sale. So definitely check out my website. I mean, I've got a lot going on, as you can see. LamarTownsendTarot.com. You know who else has a lot going on? Sierra and Russell Brand, as well as Wendy Williams and the Kardashians. So let's go ahead and get into the tarot extravaganza and see what's going on with these three groups of people. Let's go ahead and get into it. All right, as you can see, obviously the first person we're going to do is Sierra and Russell Wilson. Now, Sierra's been in the news or the gossip blogs or whatever you want to call it lately. I guess, I'm not sure, because she dressed up as Selena, Quentin, Yana, or whatever her last name is. I don't know how to pronounce it, unfortunately. But Selena, you know who Selena is, right? Bitty bitty bamba. And she dressed up as Selena, and I guess people had a problem with that. I don't know. I didn't see the problem with it. I actually thought she looked really cute. But I don't know, there's this thing with Ciara where, you know, she does music or is known for her music, but not as much lately, and it's just like, you know, what is Ciara doing, you know, so I don't know, you know, someone asked me to do her, so I was like, yeah, you know, I haven't done Ciara in a while or ever, so let's go ahead and see what's going on with her. Thank you for cleansing and clearing the energy of this deck from any past readings. Thank you for opening up the channel so that I can get a good reading on Ciara, Russell Brand. Thank you for protecting my energy, my thoughts, my mind, and my emotions, my home. Thank you for protecting the energy, thoughts, minds, and emotions of those watching this video. Amen, amen, and amen. Let's see, what's coming up for Sierra and Russell Wilson? I almost want to say Russell Brand, but I know that's the white guy, the white British guy. So it's definitely not him. What's coming up for Sierra? What's going on with Sierra and Russell Brand in particular? Or Sierra in particular. But what's coming up for Russell Brand and Sierra? Or Russell, oh my God, see? What's coming up for Russell Wilson and Sierra in particular? What's coming up for Russell Wilson and Sierra? The first card I get is the Page of Swords. I don't know. It's interesting. The Page of Swords to me in this position tells me if there's moving in a new direction in terms of understanding self. Like maybe there's a new version of self coming through. I don't know if this is both Russell Wilson and Sierra. The main focus we're kind of focusing on in this reading is Sierra, really. You know, so I feel like it's Sierra. There's something where, you know, this could be, I don't know if this is her transitioning into more acting versus music, or if it's, it feels like, once again, I want the world to see me or recognize me as something different. maybe I want to, you know, showcase, you know, more of my other talents, or there's something where, I feel like it's a changing of the perception of how, like, the world sees her. It could definitely be how she sees herself, but you know what I also feel? I feel like the world, I'm sorry, I'm trying to put out this sage. That's one thing about sage is it's going to keep burning. There's also something I feel like where the world puts her in a box a little bit. It's like, no, you know, you're Sierra, you're known for music, you know, so stay in that lane. You know, try not to delve too much out of that. We don't like you over here. We like you over here better. And I feel like there's something where she's pushing the grain against that. I don't know her zodiac sign. I get a Knight of Swords as well in the placement of money, in the placement of personal belongings. I feel like there's a moving in a new direction. Swords typically deal with using one's intellect, using one's creativity, sense of organization. I hear boss move. Swords can also deal with invention, inventing things. Communicating once again, so I don't know if this is singing. I mean, I feel like Sierra's always gonna do singing. I feel the energy where it's like she wants to, of course, be successful and go back to, I guess, the success she had, you know, when you know, Goodies was, you know, coming out in the early 2000s and all that kind of energy. But I feel like she's at an age now where she knows, like, you know, maybe that time has passed and it's time to look into other areas. And as I say that, I get the energy of Rihanna, and we know Rihanna kind of went through the same thing. And it's interesting, I know these two girls have a rivalry, allegedly, this is all for entertainment purposes only. They've had a rivalry against each other, you know, I've heard, right? I feel like she's always going to do music, but there is something about moving in a new direction. She is getting older. There's something where she's a mom. But it's the Rihanna effect, where Rihanna was kind of fading out in terms of music, too. Her interest and maybe a little bit of the public's interest, you know, it's a little mix of both. So she transitioned into makeup and transitioned into, I don't know why I hear footwear. I know she does things with shoes, but maybe that's something she'd look to come for her. But anyways, I digress. I see the same thing coming for Sierra. I mean, I don't think necessarily Sierra is happy with the backlash she gets, or Russell Brand either. I feel like, why do I keep saying Russell Brand? Russell Wilson either. I feel like they also get backlash possibly as a couple. I mean, it's not like the world is against them, but there's something where a lot of people in the world, and this is no shade to them, this is for alleged and entertainment purposes only, a lot of people in the world for some reason see them as mediocre, I feel like. That's the energy I'm getting, alright? I don't know about Russell Wilson, I'm not saying he's mediocre, but maybe there's something in them being together where it's like, to them, from their perspective, it's like they're always trying to prove themselves in some way. Like, but we are, you know, a power couple, but we are, like, worthy. We are, you know, someone that should be revered, or people that should be revered, not only as a couple, but, you know, for the things that we do. But it's like, you know, kind of people looking at them sometimes, and it's like, well, what do you do exactly? You know? So there's a little bit of that going on. But I do feel like they have a very strong family unit, a very strong connection in terms of family. I think there's something about them where, you know, the way they move, even in Hollywood or in the entertainment industry, they move as a strong unit. All right, so there's something where they do have strong, from what I'm seeing, you know, as of today, you know, November 2nd, 2021, I do see that as a unit, as a couple, they have strong values, you know. I do get the Knight of Wands, though, showing up in the place of romance. I don't know why I get a desire for another pregnancy, or they're also in a weird place maybe in their relationship, or I feel like maybe for Sierra particularly as well, where things are good, they're okay, but it's a little bit boring. It's a little bit, I need something to spice up. I don't know if it's the relationship or my career. It's like, should I have another baby? But does Russell want that? How would that reflect our family? Should I even be using my family and, you know, being pregnant as, you know, a way to get attention? But, you know, if you think about it, Sierra, when she's pregnant, she gets a lot of attention. You know, she's cute and beautiful. When she's pregnant, you know, they make cute and beautiful babies. I mean, of course, you know, children, pregnancy is always going to get attention. But do you want to be known for just that? Do you get what I'm saying? So there's definitely some weird career energy going on with, I feel like, Sierra and her audience. But maybe the reason why I get them as a couple, or they show up this way, is because I feel like this energy that they move as a unit. But somehow, in some way, it could be hindering their careers just a little bit, all right, in their fields, their chosen fields. There is magic around them in their relationship, so I think this unit energy that they have, this power couple empire energy that they have, will benefit them in some way. Maybe they get, you know, a campaign, you know, with Prada or Gucci or something like that. Maybe they already have that, or maybe they, you know, get a clothing line together. Then maybe they get a TV show, or, you know, there's something that together as a couple, you know, this is going to help us. This is going to turn things around for us as a couple, but also individually. So I do see moving in a new direction for these two that is positive, that is, you know, it's going to feel like the energy of starting from the beginning and working our way up. If, for example, if it is a TV show, obviously we've never seen Russell or Sierra in this kind of TV show setting, you know, whether it's a sitcom or a reality TV show. It would probably be a reality TV show, let's keep it real, but, you know, let's say it's a reality TV show, you know, it's going to take a few seasons, you know, for the audience to really get used to seeing Sierra and Russell in that setting, and, you know, learn to love them in that setting, and then learn to love them in general. So that's kind of what I mean by working, you know, from the ground up, building from the ground up. We're doing this together, or you're doing this, and I've got you, I support you. I keep hearing backlash. But I feel like the more backlash Sierra gets, she's a little bit of a rebel. Like, the more she, like, oh, y'all mad? I'm doing this? Well, let me do this. Like, kind of energy I get from her. But I think Sierra is also one of those people where it's like, you know, things come and go. It's like career highs and lows come and go. I feel like it's going to be something that's constant for her, maybe. You know, maybe it's been like this perhaps for the last 8 years, you know, in particular. But I feel like it's a steady climb back to a place of high stability. I feel like she's stable right now, but I feel like she wants to be more like in a certain echelon, you know. You know, black excellence. I feel like they want to be seen as that, which in maybe in a ways they already are, but it's like there's this energy of, I want to be known for something. I want to be known for more. Like, we need to be, when people hear our name, they need to know it means something. Like, that's kind of the energy I get. But They've got some interesting, I feel like, rules, you know, and things going on in their relationship overall. I feel like, you know, as a couple, they're fine. I mean, I get that everything is fine for them. They're just in this weird state of transition of being more understood the way they want to be understood in the public versus, you know, I feel like not necessarily being seen as like a joke, but just like not being taken as seriously as they would like, I'll say. All right. So that's what I see for Russell Wilson and Ciara. All right. So, you know, I can't wait to look, you know, forward to the good things to come for these two. I do have to say that, you know, I do love that song Ciara came out with a couple years ago. I forgot how it goes now. Is it Pump It Up? Pump It Up. Pump It Up. I don't know. But anyways, I like whatever song she came out with, you know, but, you know, she's always going to come out with music, but I'm excited to see whatever it is she comes out with next. Now let's get into Wendy Williams. The next person we're going to do is Wendy Williams. Now, I'm sure a lot of you have known or realized that Wendy Williams has not returned to her show. And this has happened a couple of times with Wendy where she doesn't return and she goes through stuff. We don't really know what she's going through. It's interesting because we had that whole propaganda, you know, and thing where, you know, the documentary came out, the Lifetime movie. So we thought she was on the up and up, but let's see what's going on with Wendy. Thank you for cleansing and clearing the energy of this deck. Many past reading. In Jesus' name I pray and thank you. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you for protecting my energy, my thoughts, my mind, and my emotions. Thank you for protecting the energies, thoughts, minds, and emotions of those watching this video. Amen, amen, and amen. What's coming up for Wendy Williams? Is that a wrap dress she's wearing? Wendy loves her a wrap dress, honey. Let me tell you. I love the fabric, though. It's really cute. I love me a shiny fabric. Anything shiny, I want it. I think that's like the Egyptian in me, though. Ancient Egyptian in me, maybe. I notice the ancient Egyptians love shiny things as well. Gold, silver, I love it. All right. Interesting. The first card I get from Wendy is the Page of Pentacles. Is Wendy maybe having financial issues? Or if it's not financial issues, it feels like being demoted in terms of her career. It feels like she's been here before. Like, you know, there's something where you have to work from your way back up from the bottom kind of thing. You get fired or you get laid off, but, you know, not only do you get fired or laid off, you know, your boss or word gets around to the other, you know, to the industry within the town, city, state you work with. So it's like, it's hard for you to get hired anywhere within the town, city, state of that you're in, you know, or the field that you're in, because now there's a reputation out there, perhaps. Like, that's the energy I'm getting from Wendy, where it's like, man, I've been here before and it sucks, but, you know, I've been here before, I can do it again. I know exactly what I need to do. I need to stay focused, steady. But it's kind of a matter of, can she do that? And especially maybe at this age. How old is Wendy? I do think Wendy has a gift, though, with the Hierophant coming out. She has a gift. So, you know, there's always going to be a way for her to make money. Even based on the brand that she has made, you know, even, you know, where it stands today, you know, there is something where you know, can't lie that Wendy has built a brand for herself, you know, even before the Wendy Williams show. I get the Queen of Wands, so there is something where we will hear from her soon. She will bounce back. But there's something about this time, Wendy, where it's like, you know, the public is really, you know, when you come back, you know, however it is you come back, the public is going to be looking at you side-eye. Like, okay, you have all this fervor and energy now, you know, but, you know, I mean, you know, is this going to be an every 6 month thing or every year thing where you're doing good and then you fall off? Like, girl, we're getting sick of it. Like, we, you know, it's like that kind of energy where Especially maybe because I've noticed there's new people in the purple chair. It's not just Wendy. I think today Sherry Shepherd was on it, and there's been other people, I don't know, you know, who have been in the chair. So it's like as the audience gets used to new people being in the purple chair, and maybe people who are, you know, I don't know, more coherent, you know, allegedly for entertainment purposes only. More coherent, you know, more level-headed, know what they're talking about, can stick to the topics. It's like, you know, if you come back, Wendy, and maybe are a little bit sloppy, it's like, okay, you know, can you bring Sherry Shepherd back? Can you bring, you know, Susie Sloan back? I mean, I don't know, you know. There's something with that, Wendy, where, you know, I think there's something where I'm wondering, are you being kicked out of your own show right now? And is that kind of humiliating? Because I hear humiliating. I do think right now Wendy may be at home, shut in at home, kind of in her own oasis, and that could be the cancer in her. But the Nine of Swords comes out in her placement of home and emotion, so even in her state of being in her crab shell, you know, her cancer crab shell, she's thinking, she's plotting, you know. There's something about don't count me out, don't count her out. Like, she is a plotter, a planner, a marketer, that kind of person. She understands all of that. I get the Ace of Cups, so there could be something maybe already in the works for Wendy that is still to come out. I don't know if this is a book or something like that, but I feel like there is something coming where it's like, there's still hope, I still have this, you know, coming out, or this is still, you know, planning to roll out in the next few months or years. Don't know what that could be. And I get the Lovers, so in her placement of actual work, ethic, and health. So I do think she will bounce back. I think when she does bounce back, she will look better, maybe will be more sound, will be more healthy. But it's just still kind of like, is this a moment in time, or like, what's really going on? You know, I think people are tired of the black back and forth flip-flopping with Wendy. Wendy, are you dealing with money issues? Do you owe money? Are there contracts, you know, where money's at on mistake, at line? There's definitely something going on with money finances where it's holding you in a tight grip in some way, shape, or form. Changes on the horizon for Wendy with the Nine of Wands coming out. There is a little bit of anger, frustration, I feel like, possibly at the network or the production company she works for. But then I get the Sun card and her placement of open-mindedness, travel, new opportunities, maybe school education. So there is some sort of new opportunity that could come, or good news that could come. I will say maybe within 9 days, 9 weeks, 9 months for Wendy, particularly maybe around the months of November or December, whether it's this year or next. Get the Queen of Cups and her placement of career, professional destiny, and the Father. So I don't know if she's maybe spending a lot of time around her father at this time, which is a possibility, the father's side of the family. But I do feel like she's gonna come back in terms of her career, you know, which is good to hear, right? I don't want Wendy to fail, you know, but I also want her to get it together, right? I get the Eight of Wands showing up here in her placement of friends, acquaintances, social groups, social media. I do feel like she is reading social media. She is staying on top of what's going on out there. I don't know why I hear podcasting, or like maybe she listens to podcasting. Maybe that's something that she would do or be open to. The last card I get is the King of Wands. So this is definitely a male energy, Aries, Sagittarius, Leo, or a Pisces. Ironically, this could show up, whoever this is, as a hidden enemy of Wendy, because this is the placement of hidden enemies, smoke and mirrors, and that kind of energy. So I don't know exactly what's going on, but there maybe could be someone pulling the strings or sabotaging Wendy, or, you know, I don't know if this is Kevin or once again a producer, a director, or definitely feels like someone, Wendy, you don't want to piss off. Alright, because I feel like if you piss off this person, everything comes crumbling down, and I think you know that. Alright, whoever this guy is, you know not to piss him off. Alright, and he's just waiting for you, I feel like, low-key to mess up. So, I mean, I see some good things from Wendy, but I also see, you know, you're kind of walking on a tightrope, and it's one of those things where, you know, you've got to be on your P's and Q's, you can't mess up. It's like one of those things where it's like, okay, you know, girl, you've been warned, you know, several times now, or several hundred times now, about being late to work. You know, you've been late, you know, these last few weeks, you know, you're on the verge of getting fired. or, you know, we've told you, you know, about taking hour lunches when you only have 30-minute lunches, you know, and, you know, it's been happening again. You're on the verge of possibly getting fired. It's like that kind of energy where, you know, you better be on your P's and Q's or you better be looking for a new job, all right? That's what I get about Wendy. So, Wendy, we send you love and light, and, you know, we do hope you win, and we send you peace, blessings, and a healthy spirit, mind, and body, all right? Now let's go ahead and round off this tarot extravaganza with the Kardashians. All right, lastly, we're going to finish off with the Kardashians, and there's been so much going on with the Kardashians lately that I didn't even know who to choose, so I decided to go with all of them. Kim has been in the news, I guess, because she's been dating or been seen with different people, and, of course, this whole thing with Kanye. Kourtney's been in the news because of her situation with Scott Disick and the other one, Travis Barker. I think Kendall and Kylie have been quiet lately, and then Khloé's been in the news because apparently her and the little baby that she has, you know, were touched with the Rona, apparently, you know, so there's a lot going on with the Kardashians. I just want to see what Spirit has to say. This does kind of look like an older picture because it looks kind of like their old faces, all their old faces. Not, you know, Kourtney looks the same maybe, and Kendall, I don't know if they've had, you know, surgery or anything like that, but they all look gorgeous. You know, they look great, all right? Allegedly, this is all alleged for entertainment purposes only, by the way. Thank you for cleansing and clearing the energy of this deck's mini past reading. In Jesus' name, I pray and thank you. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you for protecting my energy, my thoughts, my mind, and my emotions. Thank you for protecting the energies, thoughts, minds, and emotions of those watching this video. Amen, amen, and amen. What's coming up for the Kardashians? What's to come for the Kardashians? Kim, Kourtney, Kylie, and Khloé. And Kendall. What's coming up for the Kardashians? Oh. Nine of Pentacles comes out. So is one of them going to rise from this rubble of what feels like the Kardashian era being over? Well, I don't know which one it could be. Nine of Pentacles would be one of them that are probably already has some sort of sustaining financial career or, you know, business. So, I mean, that could be three of them. It could be Kendall. It could be Kylie. It could be Kim, who seem the most financially lucrative in terms of that. But let's see. Or maybe one of them is an earth sign. But it feels more so like one of them has some sort of sustaining career, business, funding, something along those lines. What's coming up for the Kardashians? I get the Ace of Swords. So, these are people, you know, where they kind of have to always remain relevant. They kind of always have to remain in the public eye for something, and they know that. And it's kind of one of the things where, you know, if one of them is in the public eye, you know, then, you know, they're all in it as well. Or they all have a chance to be in it. It's like, if at least one of us is, relevant, then we all have a chance to kind of slide in there and say, oh, hey, remember me? Me too. Me three, kind of thing. So they're smart in that way in terms of marketing, I feel like. In terms of money and finances, I get the Wheel of Fortune for them, so we definitely don't have to worry about them ever going broke or being financially desolate in any way. They are financially abundant and blessed in that way, and will continue to do so. They do have also opportunities with the Ten of Pentacles showing up for them as well, maybe particularly with children or with the kids. I don't know if this... I don't think this would mean Kendall or Kylie, because at this point they're adults. So maybe it's the grandchildren kind of thing. You know, I get the Star around them, you guys, so I get really good energy actually with the Kardashians. I do see transitioning for them or transitioning into something new. I think as a family unit, they will always have star power. Individually, it kind of wanes and goes, comes and goes. But as a family unit, they will always have star power, and they also know that. Or as a unit of more than just one. All right. I get the King of Cups showing up in the placement of romance. Could be creativity, self-expression, or connected to children. This was like maybe one of the in-laws or ones that have been married into or has had children with one of the Kardashians, a male. This would be a Cancer, Pisces, Scorpio, or a Leo. That could be prominent in some way moving forward, and I don't know if this is for the good or the bad. With the Moon card coming out, a couple of them do have this thing where it's like, I don't know what lies ahead for me, especially with the Kardashians show on E! Ending. It's like, I don't know what lies ahead for me. I think jobs are going to come and go for, I feel like I'm seeing Khloé specifically. Khloé and maybe a couple other of them, or at least two other of them. It's like they're going to get jobs, but it's like, you know, kind of these odd jobs where it's like, yeah, I'm getting jobs and I'm being seen in the public, but it's like, you have a job as a host, you have a job as, you know, in this, you know, movie or TV show, you have a job in this campaign. Yeah, it's like you're taking these jobs, but there's no real focus, and I feel like that's what maybe a couple of them, maybe specifically Khloé's going to go through, where there's no real focus. It's like, what do you do? Like, what are you known for? Like, what is it that you do, kind of thing. It's like that LA effect. I always hear about LA, where it's like a big thing is like, what do you do? Like, you know. I do get success for them, though. Success particularly in the form of love and relationships and who they connect with, who they associate themselves with and align with. That's always going to be a part of their allure and their staying power. Not just in love and dating, but just in business as well. For example, you know, when they were heavily aligned with Karl Lagerfeld and that kind of, and Kanye West. Like, you know, there's something with that. I think it becomes, though, like, one of them rises, and it may be one that people don't expect to be the most successful now. And maybe it does create a little bit of jealousy, or it definitely creates a shift in the Kardashian brand, the Kardashian image, family, in terms of the public's perception, alright? Not bad, per se, but it just changes. I do see some mishaps or missteps coming for them, though. It feels kind of like, oopsie, I didn't know that was the culture or the custom here. Oopsie, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to do that or say that kind of thing. And it doesn't feel like there's a media backing or media support, you know, coming to aid in these mishaps or mess-ups or backlash from the public. You know, it's like, you know, whereas in the past, they had E, they had, the Inquirer, this person, that person, to kind of, like, somehow filter out the bad with the good, or mix it up, you know, so that no one could tell what was truth or lies. Like, that's part of also their marketing scheme. So I do see, like, even though there's a lot of good coming for them, there is some backlash, or there is some, like, I hear tell-all, there is some drama coming as well, that I don't think they can escape as a family unit. Get the Page of Wands. I think one of the children. This could be one of the children. Could also be a breakout star. Once again, I don't know if it's for the good or the bad. What is Mason? Maybe it could be Mason in particular. Interesting. It could be social media. Something with social media. The last card I get is the Five of Pentacles. So I think there could definitely be also potentially a lot of infighting with the Kardashians. I think there's going to be some jealousy energy that comes because I think the family dynamic shifts. Maybe literally behind the scenes, but it feels like definitely in front of the scenes, in front of the public, you know. Where I think maybe once again it's the youth rises, or maybe the unexpected happens where one of them becomes more popular than all the others. Maybe it's like Kendall, you know, suddenly becomes like an icon, legendary. I don't know. It's like something like that where, you know, it's like, oh, we would never seen this coming, but look at that. But do they have staying power? Absolutely. You know, not only with the Kardashians as a unit, but with these little children they have coming up. All right, I feel something with Mason or something like that. It could be on social media, like they need to watch out, or like, you know, maybe watch what they're doing on the phones. I don't know, you know, but that's like up to, you know, these people. So that's what I see about the Kardashians, you guys. This has been the Tarot Extravaganza. This has been so fun. Thank you for listening and watching. If you would like a personal reading from me, definitely check out my website, lamartownsendtarot.com. I would love to read for you, and I am available for personal readings. Until the next one, love and light, God bless, and no stress, and I will catch you in either your own personal reading, or I'll see you in the next video. Love and light. Make sure you like, share, subscribe. And follow me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitch, YouTube, TikTok, and Vimeo, and my podcast as well on Spotify, Google, Anchor, Apple, and all other podcast platforms. Love and light.